You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Don't be scared. We don't want you to be scared. We want you to know your place in the world so you're not scared. That's why we're here. Career Callings. Welcome to Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and our purpose here is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created you to do. We're glad you could join us today, and we invite you to share your questions and comments by phone, text, or email. To call or text, join us at 381-7649. That's area code 864-381-7649. Or you can email me at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E @careercallings.net. I've got three kids. My wife and I have three children, 16, 13, and 9. So pray for us. We have two teenagers in the house. That is virgin territory for us. One of them, of course, as I just said, is 16. So is at the age of 16, with her being halfway through her junior year in high school, college is on my mind. College is on her mind. College is on everybody's mind. And my guess is it's on the minds of several folks listening to the program today. So I'd like to spend today's program looking at several things regarding the subject of college, as we use college or not to prepare for the work God has called us to do. The first issue I want to deal with is a series of questions posed to me via text message by a friend of mine. And, you know, people never talk anymore. You know, they just text each other or they email each other. They never talk anymore. What's a lost art, this conversation thing? But nonetheless, he sent me a text message, and he basically asked three questions in one in the text message, and here they are. Is college for everyone? Number two, is there too much pressure on young people, put on young people by their parents to go to college? And then number three, does college really prepare you for a career? So let's kind of look at those three questions together over the next little bit in today's program. Number one, is college for everyone? Is there too much pressure being put on students by their parents to go to college? Now, you may have heard, as I have heard over the years, a lot of the anecdotal examples of people who were just fine not going to college. And three examples of that would be your Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, your Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, and then your Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. Those guys did not finish college. I'm a little bit more familiar with Bill Gates and Steve Jobs stories. Both of those guys started college and dropped out. I think that's what Zuckerberg did too. But bottom line is, those guys did just fine without college in their background. But having said that, let's look at a little bit of statistics here. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, by the way, a national government outfit, does provide some good research on that. I don't like to say government and good very often in the same sentence, but you know, they do some good work on the labor market. So let me just kind of quote from for you a little bit of information from a report that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has put out. Education Still Pays is the topic here, or the title rather, of the article. This is after they conglomerated the unemployment rate and earnings potential of folks in 2013 based off of their educational attainment. One excerpt from the article says this: the unemployment rate drops and salary goes up with every additional level of educational attainment. So the more education you have on average, the more likely you will be employed as opposed to unemployed, and the more likely you'll make good money as opposed to not good money. Now, to kind of give you some examples of what I'm talking about here, let me just kind of give you a couple of things. I won't read all these that I'm staring at here, but let's say if you got a doctoral degree of some kind, your unemployment rate as the holder of a doctoral degree is only 2.2% in 2013. And your median weekly average earnings would be about $1,623 a week. All right. If you owned or had a professional degree, so think of lawyer, dentist, doctor, those kind of guys, your unemployment rate is 2.3%, so slightly higher, but your income is also a little bit higher, $1,714 per week on median. Now, you know, the median numbers are just a gauge, and you certainly could be a lot more, it could be a lot less. What if you have a master's degree? Your unemployment rate ticks up to about 3.4%, and your weekly earnings median is $1,329. If you scoot all the way down to high school diploma and just stop there with no college whatsoever, your high school diploma unemployment rate is 7.5%, so significantly higher than those folks who have higher educational levels. And your median weekly earnings is only $651 a month. So that's just with a high school diploma. So there's some statistics that do pretty much prove that higher education pays off. And I think that's why so many parents push their kids towards college. But having said that, there's always two sides to every coin. All right. There are people who just really ought not be in college. They're not wired that way. They maybe don't even need to be that way or be trained in that way. Every kind of job needs some sort of training, but not every kind of job that pays well needs to be, does someone need to be trained in college? To kind of illustrate that, let me quote from you from an article that appeared on Forbes.com. The title of this one was, Should Everyone Go to College? It was published on Forbes.com last May 2014. Should Everyone Go to College is the title of it. The author is Adam Ozimek, and in that article he says this: You can find a bunch of examples of jobs for high school graduates where you might see higher wages, and you can see that in a Bureau of Labor Statistics report titled High Wages After High School Without a Bachelor's Degree. These include gas plant operators with a median annual average of $57,200. They could include real estate brokers with a median annual wage of $54,910. Boilermakers, almost $55,000 a year. Postal service mail carriers, almost $54,000 a year. Police and sheriff's patrol officers, $53,000 a year. Now, of course, before I go further, it really depends on where you live as well. Certainly, if you live in a bigger city, your pay is going to be higher than if you live in a more rural area. But nonetheless, this is nationwide medians. Property managers, almost $52,000 a year. Telecommunications line installers and repairers, $51,000 a year. So plenty of jobs just listed in that short clip, indicating you can make good money in lots of fields without having to go to college. The author goes on. A recent report from John Smith and Heather Bushy titled Why the Benefits of a College Education May Not Be So Clear, Especially to Men, also has some useful evidence in it. They found that in 2009, nearly 20% of college graduates from age 24 to 35 earned less than the average male high school graduate. Interesting. So 20% of folks that had a college degree earned less than they would have earned if they'd just gotten by with a high school graduate or high school diploma. So the author continues, so what we see is that examples of decent jobs without a college degree exist. And on the other side of the ledger, there are also examples of college degrees that really are a huge waste of money. A recent story from Derek Thompson at The Atlantic using payscale.com data had some telling cases. They found 11 schools where the degrees had a 20-year net return of negative $30,000, or worse compared to just graduating high school. Now, what does that mean before I move on? That just means that, you know, people pay money out of their pocket to go to college with the expectation that they'll make a lot more money than they paid out. What these guys are saying is, here's some colleges that graduated people who actually made less than what they paid out for college. That's what we're talking about here, by negative $30,000. Their list of the worst degrees is even more shocking. A humanities and English degree from Florida International University has a 20-year net return of negative $192,000. That's a lot of money, and there are students choosing these degrees. So you got, over the next 20 years, they're going to make almost $200,000 less than what they paid out for that degree. That's shocking. Absolutely shocking. And you have to consider that kind of stuff before you take the plunge into going to college or sending your kids to college. I want to emphasize that it's really true that college-educated workers do have higher wages on average. But as the author continues, I don't want to downplay the fact that on average, people gain from going to college. Even many on the margin would benefit from going to college, and increasing college attendance is probably good public policy. But decent jobs that don't require college degrees exist. And so do college degrees that are really bad investments. So as we look at the question, is college for everyone? Is there too much pressure? You know, there's two sides of the argument. You really have to drill down to the individual and find out how they're wired, what are they designed to do, what do they want to do? And we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But before I move on, I've got to go back to this one thing that was mentioned in the article there, the Bureau of Labor Statistics putting out an entire report about high-paying jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree. And I had to go through a few more of these just for sake of, I find it fascinating. I pulled one of the pages here from the publication. At the top of this particular table is air traffic controllers. Air traffic controllers don't need a bachelor's degree. Median annual wage as of May 2010, $108,040. Okay. How about general and operations managers? All right, $95,000. Construction managers, $84,000. Radiation therapists, $75,000. Now, there's some training here. I mean, some of these things require associate's degrees, but an associate's degree is a 2-year college, not a 4-year. All right, so I don't want to go too much deeper into that list right now, but bottom line is this. Yeah, for better or for worse, and I think in some cases for worse, in some cases for better, we in 2015 equate a college education with what, when I went to high school back in the 1980s, was a high school diploma. For whatever reason, however we got here, back in the mid-80s, late 80s, and late early 90s, if you had a high school diploma, that was the bare minimum you had to have. People now think the bare minimum you have to have is a college degree, and that's just not so. There's plenty of opportunities out there for folks who don't have that college degree. So, at the bottom of that Bureau of Labor Statistics article we just read, there's an admonition here I want to kind of point out to you. And the admonition is basically this, and I quote, "Find out which occupations match your interests, skills, and career goals to determine the level of education that is likely to pay off for you." And that's exactly right. And that's what we do at Career Callings. One of the things we offer is a career assessment test that was produced by Crown Ministries, the late Larry Burkett. And the whole idea is to help people understand how God wired them, what kind of work did God wire them for, so that they can know what kind of training they need to get and not waste time or money on chasing somebody else's dreams. You can learn more about that assessment at careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. More from Career Callings.
Michael Brown here, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Join me for the next broadcast on the Line of Fire, where we'll set the record straight. We'll go back to the scriptures and see what God's word really says. We'll take a look at what's happening in the news and get a kingdom perspective. All that right here on the next broadcast of the Line of Fire. Don't miss it.
The Line of Fire, every Sunday afternoon at 2 on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 FM.
Only 27% of college grads are working in the career field for which they studied. The average cost of college is a little bit more than $18,000 a year. This means that 73% of college grads waste $75,000 and years of their lives pursuing fields of study they will never use in real life. Career mismatches cause people financial and emotional pain as they struggle to pay their bills and also to find meaning in their lives. The late Larry Burkett recognized this, and for nearly 30 years, Crown Ministries, through its Career Direct Assessment, has helped hundreds of thousands of people around the world find, prepare for, and pursue the purpose-filled work God has called them to do. To learn more about how you or someone you love can use biblical wisdom to avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision, visit careercallings.net/discover and let us help you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has called you to do. Again, that's careercallings.net/discover, careercallings.net/discover.
When BNC Cleaners opened in 1959, they promised their customers quality and convenience with a friendly and knowledgeable staff without taking them to the cleaners on price. And today, BNC Cleaners is still satisfying customers, carrying through with that promise. They're in Greenville on Wade Hampton Boulevard at Church Street and at Hillcrest Cleaners in Simpsonville behind the Coach House restaurant. It's time to switch to BNC Cleaners.
8-year-old Anna Esmeralda was at death's door from severe malnutrition. Springing into action, Dr. Laura Luke and the hospital staff in Guatemala treated their tiny patient with God's love. And over the next 6 weeks, Anna regained her smile, her energy, and her life. Dr. Laura Luke, her husband Mike, and their five daughters left the comforts of Spartanburg, South Carolina to win souls, like little Anna's, for God through medical missions. To learn more about, pray for, or financially support the Lukes, visit hopebound.org. That's hopebound.org.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
All right, welcome back from the break. It's Career Callings with Robbie Romeiser. Our purpose here at Career Callings is to help you avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping you find, prepare for, and pursue the work God has created you to do. We're glad you could join us today. I invite you to share your questions and comments by phone, text, or email. To call or text, join us at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or Robbie at careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Before the break, we were in the midst of a discussion regarding college. One of my friends had texted me with the question, you know, is college for everybody? Is there a lot of pressure from parents on their kids to go to college? You know, does college really train you for what the work you're going to do? And we began dealing with those questions before we took off the break. Now we're going to pick up where we left off. And what I want to do is examine this question. And we kind of established before the break started that, you know, college does come with it the likelihood of higher pay and lower unemployment, but it doesn't mean that everybody's wired to go to college. That's not the determining factor, per se, that will really point to whether or not somebody's going to be successful or not in their career. Does it help? Sure. In many cases, it does. Is it for everybody? Nah, don't think so. So what is the determining factor of success? If college is not it, if there are people like your Steve Jobs and your Bill Gates and your Mark Zuckerbergs and so many others we could throw out there that aren't so famous that do very well for themselves financially, without finishing or even going to college to begin with, some not even finishing high school, for goodness sake. What is that determining factor of success? And the answer to that question is something called grit. Something called grit. Now, to illustrate grit, to define grit, to show how it actually influences or impacts or causes, really, somebody's success in the workplace, I want to play a clip for you from a lady named Angela Lee Duckworth. She holds a PhD in psychology from the University of Pennsylvania, and she's now the assistant professor in the psychology department. Duckworth and her team have studied groups of both children and adults in order to determine one thing. What character trait separates those who excel in their environment from those who don't? That's what they've been studying. And for years, they've studied various groups like students at West Point Military Academy, like National Spelling Bee contestants, like rookie teachers working in tough neighborhoods, salespeople at private companies, students who attend schools in tough neighborhoods. And as Duckworth shared in a recent TED Talk, the number one shared trait of the achievers wasn't social intelligence, it wasn't good looks, it wasn't physical health, it wasn't how smart they are or were with their IQs. It was something she defines as grit. So let me just let Angela define grit for you in her own words.
Grit is passion and perseverance for very long-term goals. Grit is having stamina. Grit is sticking with your future, day in, day out, not just for the week, not just for the month, but for years, and working really hard to make that future a reality. Grit is living life like it's a marathon, not a sprint. Talent doesn't make you gritty. Our data show very clearly that there are many talented individuals who simply do not follow through on their commitments. In fact, in our data, grit is usually unrelated or even inversely related to measures of talent.
And that latter part's where I want to start commenting on Angela's recitation there. Grit can be inversely related to measures of talent. What does that mean? You know, what does that mean? Well, this is what it means. A lot of times the smart people don't have to work hard to get good grades in school. That's what it boils down to. Because it just comes so naturally for them because they're so smart. So when they get in the real world and realize things don't come as easily for them in real life as they did in the school setting, they don't know how to react. They don't react very well at all. They don't know how to work hard because they never had to, or they don't want to. They're in such a pattern of slothfulness, they don't want to work hard. But those folks who struggled in school and learned the value of hard work so they could make it by the skin of their teeth, translate that work ethic into the workplace and often thrive. And that's not to say you can't be smart and have a good work ethic. Certainly you can be, you can have both. Many people do. Don't get me wrong. But that's why, you know, it's not so much how smart you are, but how hard you work, how much grit you have. That is the determining factor whether or not you'll be successful in God's calling for your life or not. And basically, you know, you can put all the PhDs you want to behind their names, and I don't want to poo-poo their research, but basically all Duckworth's findings reflect is what people have known for centuries, and that's basically this: hard work and perseverance pays off. I mean, you know, you don't have to be a PhD to know that. Now, their research certainly supports that, what we know, and God bless them for that, but that's the reality. Everybody knows that almost instinctively. And for the Christian, having grit with regards to earthly long-term goals is wonderful, but even more wonderful is having grit with regard to the greatest long-term goal any believer can have, and that's to receive from God, once in heaven, the crown of life and the compliment from our God, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's really what our long-term goal should be. And the gritty Christian stands with God in the day of persecution, as Joseph did. The gritty Christian doesn't give up on God's way for temporary earthly pleasures like Demas did in the New Testament. The gritty Christian clings to God in tough times because he or she understands that no matter how dire the circumstances, God can and will work all things together for good to them that love God. And the gritty Christian commits to doing the work God has birthed them to do, even in the face of failure after failure. Interestingly, Duckworth acknowledges in her talk, I didn't play it in this clip, but later on in the clip, later on in the video, she mentions this. She says she doesn't know where grit comes from, which I found to be interesting. The Bible, though, tells us exactly where spiritual grit comes from, and it comes from God. And here's a quote from Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13. Again, my favorite study tool, the Amplified Bible, reads it this way, or it renders it this way: "Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire, both to will and to work, for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight." So what's the formula? What's the formula for achieving the victorious Christian life spiritually, the victorious Christian life in your workplace? It's have grit for God's best and realize that you're not the source of that grit. You are not the source of that grit. God is. So you have to ask God to supply you with the grit you need. If you ask anything according to his will, the Bible teaches us, and asking for grit to stay the course for him is absolutely in his will, then he will hear us and grant us our request. And by asking God to supply the power while you supply the trust, you'll find grit to be your present possession. You'll have it now. And you'll find later on when you get to heaven that the crown of life will be waiting on you because you stayed by the stuff after asking God to supply you with the grit you needed to do what needed to be done. Now, the next question, last question that my friend Phil asked in his text message was this: does college really prepare you for a career? Which was a great question. And there's some interesting thought process on that. Certainly it can. But here's some food for thought. I'm going to quote for you from a Washington Post article that came out some time ago, actually May of 2013. So it's a little bit older, but still pretty recent. And I think it has some pretty impressive insight. It's titled, "Only 27% of college grads have a job related to their major." All right. And in the report, or in the article, author Brad Plummer basically says this: Here's some interesting data from two guys, Jason Abel and Richard Dietz of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. So these are smart guys. You know, if they're part of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, they got a little bit of probably college education behind them. The vast majority of U.S. college grads, they find, work in jobs that are not strictly related to their degrees. There are two different things going on in the chart that they put together. In 2010, for example, only 67% of U.S. college grads had a job that required a college degree. Second, the authors estimated that just 27% of college grads had a job that was closely related to their major. And, of course, that varies from market to market. And those are basically these two guys crunching numbers from a national standpoint. But bottom line is, and I won't read the entire article for you, but the whole idea is this. You know, there's a lot of folks who go to college that don't get a job anywhere, in any way, shape, form, or fashion related to the thing they studied for. So not all college degrees are created equal. And not all folks who go to college are going to end up working for that which they trained. And that's why so many people, well, hey, I'll just tell you myself, my own personal experience. I went to school in Atlanta, Georgia, and I got a double major in political science and economics, which qualified me to do absolutely nothing for the rest of my life but sales. All right, so that's what I've been doing for over 20 years. Of course, now doing this as well with Career Callings. But, you know, I had gone to school with the idea I was going to be some sort of public servant in the government and, you know, federal government, state government, whatever, and that didn't pan out. So that's, I'm just a living example of that. One other thing I want to share with you is an article titled Choose Your Career First, Not Your College. And this is really the best roadmap that will help people to avoid being part of that 27%. See, what most people do, the typical student embarks, as the article says, on a college search by first choosing the college they love, then their major, and finally they choose a corresponding career path to match their major. That's how most people do it, and that is so absolutely true. And the article goes on to say, students should instead embark on their journey with the end in mind, a future career. Instead of focusing on the 4 years spent in college, turn your attention to the 40-plus years you will work after graduating. The college roadmap should be tailored to the individual student. You should first ask the question, what am I wired to do? And while there's not one simple answer to this question, you can figure that out with the help of things like our Career Direct Assessment at Career Callings or through the counsel of people that you know and love and trust in the Lord. Find out what you're wired to do and then go seek the potential careers that match your God-given design. And then lastly, identify the college majors that will properly train you for that, or maybe, like we said earlier in the program, some other type of training that has nothing to do with college, and then you go pick your school last. That's going to be the best to train you. All right. Thank you for joining us today on Career Callings. And if you'd like a copy of today's program, go to careercallings.net/radio, where you can download a free podcast, careercallings.net/radio. How did God design you to bring value to the world? That's a question only you and the Holy Spirit can answer. And if you don't know, it's time to start looking.